Welcome to the Network Marketers Den, the ultimate podcast for network marketers who are looking for ideas and knowledge to grow, develop, and level up their network marketing business. I'm Janet Metzger, your host, and I can't wait to share with you what we have today. Welcome to the show. Hi, everybody. It is Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den, and I want to welcome you to this week's podcast. And I've been putting it off recording this podcast, and guess what it's about? It's about procrastination. We all procrastinate at any given time. And there's a lot of reasons. I mean, I hear it all the time, quite frankly. I wish I could stop procrastinating. But here's the deal. We can hope, we can wish, we can do all those things. But until we actually do something about it, you're never, ever going to stop procrastinating. So you've got to stop procrastinating about getting better at procrastination and eliminating it. Well, I shouldn't say that. You'll never eliminate it, but you can reduce it. So I made my mind up that today was the day I was going to record the podcast on procrastination. So here it is. It's not going to be perfect. That's one of the things you're going to learn. So why do we procrastinate? I mean, there's all kinds of different reasons and studies on it, etc. But you've heard this before. It's the fear of failure. I don't want to mess up. But there's also the fear of success. And I'll tell you, I hear this one all of the time. I'll give you an example of something I heard a few weeks back from one of my clients. And I was kind of like, okay, she's afraid of winning. And this is what she said to me. I can't go after that incentive. I just can't. And I said, well, why not? She said, because if I win, I won't know what to do with my dog while I'm gone on the trip. Now, so she's using the dog as the excuse, as the reason, but she's really afraid. I don't know what I would do. Well, I simply said to her, you know what? Let's win the incentive. I correct myself. Let's earn the incentive. Let's earn the trip. And then we'll figure out about the dog. Okay. I get it. I'm a dog person. My dog is my kid. I can't use her as the excuse though. So don't be afraid to be successful. Another reason why we procrastinate is we don't know how. We don't know how to get it done. We don't have the skills. Quite frankly, we don't even know where to start. Okay. And we'll talk a little bit more about how you can overcome that. But that's another thing. I mean, when my marketing team came to me and said, you should do a podcast, I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that because I don't even know where to start. Well, I had somebody to guide me, thank goodness, because I wouldn't be here today without them. So I couldn't use that as an excuse. I couldn't procrastinate and put it off anymore. The other reason why people procrastinate is because they expect to be perfect. See, I wasn't perfect there. So I expect perfection. And if I can't do it perfectly, I'm not going to do it at all. Okay. Well, it's not realistic. Nobody was born to do whatever you're going after. Those are skills that you have to develop. Another reason why people procrastinate is because they're overwhelmed. It seems so big. So big. So those are some of the reasons why you might not be jumping in and getting it done. But you can overcome procrastination. There's a lot of different things you can do, but I want to share with you some of those things that I have found have worked for me. Now, here is the first thing that's needed when you want to overcome procrastination. Do you really want to overcome procrastination? Do you want to stop procrastinating? If you don't, then forget about it. Because this is really a stretch for a lot of people, including myself. So here's the thing. It's easier to procrastinate and that's okay. If you're okay with not getting it done, then I would tell you, just keep procrastinating. So here's what I do. I always keep my goal in front of me. And you've heard this before, but keep that goal in front of you one way or another. One of the things that I do, my favorite way, in fact, it is right here on my phone. I've got my goal card in my phone. So guess what? I always have my phone with me, right? So I always keep my goal in front of me. There's many ways that you can do it. So that's number one, is keep the goal in front of you. And the other part of that, is this a goal that you really want? In network marketing, oftentimes our goals are pushed upon us by an upline, a sideline. We're feeling peer pressure. Maybe it's a corporate goal. It's got to be the goal that you want, not what anybody else wants. Okay, so just a couple things. Keep the goal in front of you, however you choose to do it, vision board. Again, I just use my goal card. And ask yourself, is this really the goal that you want, or is it somebody else's goal? When you don't want to do something, if it's not your goal, you're not going to go after it and you will continue to procrastinate. But when you don't want to do something, just remember that goal. Remember that goal. Look at that goal card. Look at your vision board. If what you are doing, if the task that you are procrastinating on about, I don't know how I would say that, but if that task gets you that much closer to the goal and you're inspired by the goal, you're halfway there. So just keep in mind the goal. Even if you don't want to do the task, the goal will get you to want to do it, but you got to keep it in front of you. The second part of it is you actually have to schedule the time. You have to take the time. You have to set the time aside. I am huge on calendars. I live my life by a calendar. I put all of my things on a calendar. So you've got to set the time aside to work on the task. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to be all day, a half a day, or all weekend long. You know, 15 minutes, 30 minutes at a time. Remember this. Let's say you scheduled an appointment with me. An appointment. We've got a meeting scheduled. Not me, anybody. You wouldn't skip out on that meeting, right? Okay. You're setting a meeting with yourself. Don't skip out on yourself. So if you ink it, then do it. Okay, don't cancel a meeting with yourself. When you're scheduling, I'm going to just say the best practice is first thing in the day. Or if you're doing your business part-time, the minute you get home before you get into all of the other stuff, do it right away. Oftentimes, these are the hardest things. So if you do the hardest thing first, everything else seems easy. You know, don't go right to doing your social media. No, that's not going to get you what you want. That's not going to get you towards your goal. Quite frankly, social media is a form of procrastination because people are avoiding doing the real work, what they need to do. So do the hardest thing first. Do the most important thing first. And as I said, when you're blocking out this time, it doesn't have to be hours. Just do it for 15 minutes, half an hour. That's all that it takes. And if you think about it, if you do that 5 days a week, all of a sudden you've put a good amount of time towards your goal. I know folks that actually set a timer. I use the timer on my phone that I really don't want to do this, but I can do anything for 15 minutes. I can't hold my breath for 15 minutes, but I can do any task for 15 minutes. So I set it for 15 minutes. And then I just get it done. I just get it done. Now, oftentimes what'll happen is at the end of the 15 minutes, it's going pretty good. I got it going. I just keep going. And that's a beautiful thing. But I know I can do something for 15 minutes. It really, really works. I know only 5 minutes more. Just get it done. When you're working on a goal, oftentimes the goal can be, it's good to have big goals, crazy goals, I call them. But sometimes it can be daunting, right? So break the goal down. You've heard it. How do I eat an elephant? But it can be overwhelming if you're looking at the great big picture and you might be thinking, I don't know how I can do this. I don't know what to do. It's really, really pretty daunting. So what you do is you break it down in small steps. You know, just think about it. If you're cooking, you don't do everything all at once. It's first I do this. If you're baking a cake, first I bake the cake, then I get the frosting ready. So you break it down into sections, if you will. And what you do is you break it into sections of, if I do this, does it get me that much closer to the goal? Am I moving forward? You're not going to take a leap. You're going to go a little bit at a time. Another example that I think everybody can relate to is, I did it over the weekend when I had some free time and I just kind of wanted to chill. I have a pledge to get, it's general, but more organized. And I was thinking, first I'm going to start with the kitchen. Okay. And that can be daunting. So what did I do? I took one drawer at a time. I started with the junk drawer, if you will. And now that is organized. And you know how good that feels to open up that junk drawer and have it be neat and tidy. That was the hardest one. So I did that first. Now I've slowly taken cabinet by cabinet and rearranged, straightened, most importantly, got rid of things. Okay. And it feels so darn good. But if I would have taken that, organized the kitchen all at once, that had taken me days. Now it takes me half an hour each night. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking a cabinet at a time. But the key is it getting me closer to that goal? I'm not going to be doing tasks if it doesn't help me to get closer to that goal. Something else you need to stop doing. You need to stop expecting perfection. You weren't born a network marketer. I mean, nobody, your parents didn't decide when you were conceived, you know what, this gal is going to be a network marketer. It doesn't work that way. These are learned skills. It takes time and it takes practice and it takes patience. So that's why keeping that goal in front of you is so important. It's what keeps you going. But stop expecting perfection. The only way you're going to get better is by doing it. Okay. So the hardest part is getting started. We all know that. So let's say you're putting together a presentation, you're going to get on stage, whatever the case may be. Regardless of what you're working on, don't worry about all of the details. I always say start with the basic framework. I like to do a brain dump. I get a piece of paper and I just write ideas down. And then I can pick and choose. Or I do the basics, you know, without being fancy. I frame it, if you will, just like you would a house. So I would just write initially, this is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to do. And I just do that brain dump. Okay, so I just get the frame of it. I don't get all of the fancy detail stuff. I just get the basic outline, if you will. So here's the thing. When you do that, you get a start, you get it out there, then you can take each section of the task or the goal or whatever it is that you're doing, and you can make it better later. But if you try to put it, you know, put pen to paper and have it be perfect, or do something and have it be perfect, it'll never be perfect. And no wonder we procrastinate. And remember this. Sometimes, maybe what you're doing is good enough. Not everything has to be perfect. So pick your battles. Just know that it's not going to be perfect. And if you expect perfection, you're never going to get there. So you're never going to get started. So get over it being perfect. Most of what we do in our businesses doesn't require perfection. Doesn't require perfection. So maybe it's just good enough. And you need to know I hear this one a lot with network marketers. Oh, I'm not going to start my business until, or start recruiting until I know everything about every product. Well, that'll never happen because companies are constantly changing. Okay. You don't have to know everything and you shouldn't know everything. Remember this, the goals that you are setting, as Bob Proctor says, are not for getting. Goals are for growing. So it should feel like a stretch. It won't be perfect. You don't have to know everything, but if you wait for perfection or wait till you know everything and have every skill, you'll never get started. You've never done this before. Whatever it is, you know, maybe it's something you haven't done before. So you're a little anxious about, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get started. Just know, I've never done this before. So it is going to be trial and error. Chances are, well, actually it's two ways. There's a good chance that what you're trying to do maybe has never been done before. Maybe there's not a recipe book, if you will, or a guidebook. So that makes it that much more difficult when you don't have a template. There's a good chance, though, that your company has the recipe. They've created an opportunity presentation. You've got your website. You've got the this. You've got the that. It's just get it out there. So just follow the process one step at a time. You don't have to know everything, but one step at a time. If the first thing, you know, I love quick start guides. I think they're just brilliant. And, you know, you follow the quick start guide. Okay. So let's say you started with your company, I don't know, 4 years ago. I would tell you, if you're not sure what to do, no matter how long you've been with the company, no matter how successful you are, I think the best tool out there is just get the quick start out guide out again. I recommend that you actually do a quick start when you get stuck, or put it on your calendar once every 6 months. Pretend you're a brand new distributor, because those are the fundamentals. Those are the basics. And if you don't do those well, it doesn't matter about all of the other stuff. So get your quick start out. Follow the recipe book. As long as if you've got something there that you can follow, just do that. I mean, you can all follow directions. You can all read and do what you need to do. So just do what's out there already. Now, of course, the other thing that you can do is you can learn a new skill. That's a great thing to do. Know that sometimes it takes a long time to learn a new skill. So maybe if you really want to get going with something, maybe you need to bring somebody on to help you that can do it faster and better, and you can learn as you go. But if you want to become an expert at web designing, or you want to do your own website, but you don't have a clue and it takes a while to go, okay, it might be 6, 8, 10 months before you get it up there. Okay, whereas what you might need to do if you want to get up to speed fast and stop procrastinating, just get it done, is bring somebody in, whether it be a coach, an expert in that field, whatever the case may be. I mean, I had to do it with my podcast. I didn't have a clue. I knew I should do one. I wasn't sure if I wanted to. I knew I should do one. And I was like, I don't know what to do. So I work with my team and they do all of the stuff. I talk, they do the stuff. It's a perfect marriage, right? Now, here's something that I love, and I do it. I'm in the process of it right now, but I typically do it once a quarter. I love it. If you have never heard of Mel Robbins's book, The 5-Second Rule, it's phenomenal. I listen to it because I love listening to Mel. She's one of the top speakers around, a motivational speaker, and she talks about the book 5-4-3-2-1, the 5-second rule. It's phenomenal. And she talks a lot about procrastination, and she has this rule. It's an actual tool. I use it when I get stuck. It's 5-4-3-2-1. So I'm not going to go into detail. That's her gig, but you should listen to it. This is a technique that really, really works. And it's a little uncomfortable at first, but I did it just the other day when I had to make a quick decision. And I could have procrastinated on the decision, but I sat there right in front of the client and I said, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And she looked at me like I was loopy, but I was able to make a decision on the spot for her because I forced myself. I wasn't going to procrastinate because I was worried, is this the right decision? Is this the wrong decision? Sometimes you just got to make a decision and you just got to go do it. So here's another technique. And this honestly is my favorite. Visualization. Kind of go into your happy place, if you will. Thinking about the task. And I've got a, I'm working on growing my team and I need to have 5 conversations a week and I have to do 2 presentations a week and I just can't get started. Okay. So I've got the goal. I know what I really want, what I'm working towards, my why, but I like to visualize. And what you do is you close your eyes and you think. You go to a quiet place and you think and you imagine, man, how good does it feel that I achieved an award for my recruiting and I have built my team. And here I am, I'm getting goosebumps myself. Here I am, I'm on stage. It feels so good. I can see everybody out in the audience. And I just imagine it. Might do it for a couple of minutes. You can do it while you drive. I don't recommend it because you don't want to be closing your eyes, but sometimes I just go, as I'm driving, I just talk to myself. They think I'm talking on the phone, so I don't care. But I get that feeling. What does it feel like to accomplish this? What does it feel like that I had a task that I really didn't want to do and I crushed it. I got it done. So when I'm feeling like, oh, I don't want to go, I just go back there and I go, remember what it feels like when you achieve that? Because feelings will get you from being stuck. I know it feels great. And when you're struggling, just go back to that happy place, if you will. What does it feel like when you accomplish it? And I will tell you that your feelings, you know, yes, it's all the activities and everything, but the way you feel can either drain your energy, get you to, oh man, I don't want to do it. Or if you put yourself in the right vibration or thinking about what you really, really want, you're feeling good. Oh man, I know I could crush it. It feels so good being on stage. And it was because I practiced my power of 3, whatever it is. And I'm thinking about that. I'm in a high state of vibration. Guess what? I got a lot of energy and I go out there and I just get it done. So visualization, man, that's a biggie. That is a real big one. I practice it. I'm certified through the Bob Proctor program. There are some real experts. If you really want to know more about visualization, I got a couple of folks I can send you to. So just leave me a message, reply. You leave it in the comment section and I'll get you the information. When it comes to procrastination, like I said, break it down. You got to take steps. You got to take small steps. You don't have to accomplish it all in one leap. You're not Superman or Superwoman. You've got to do it a little bit at a time and do it in the smaller chunks. Do it for 15 minutes. Just do one thing. That is all that you need to do. And quite frankly, what happens is we imagine the worst and 99% of the time, 99.999, it just doesn't happen. So you got to take some actions. You got to take some actions. And I will end this way. Remember the wise words of Mark Twain. The secret to getting ahead is just getting started. So don't let procrastination stop you from getting started. Just do it. Don't worry about the perfection. If you have any questions or comments or want to watch some other episodes, go to my website, www.coachjanetm.com, and you can see all of the podcast episodes. And if you want to schedule some time to talk, Leave me a message and we'll get together. So here's to your success and stop being stopped with procrastination. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast was designed to help you, the network marketer. If you have a specific topic or struggle that you would like me to cover, please send me a message. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with others. Tag me, Janet Metzger, on social media or leave a rating and review. For more tips and tricks, join my Facebook community at the Network Marketers Den. Thanks again for listening.